to the uttermost Jesus saves. And we're looking at Hebrews chapter number 7, verse number 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And as we said on last Sunday, I am concerned about that concept for them that scripture is talking about. It lets you know everybody is not going to be saved. Everybody's not going to have the mind to want to be saved. But you want to be the them that scripture is making reference to. The them where Jesus says he's able to do what? Save them, right? And he also does what? Makes intercession. He stands on their behalf. Now let's open up our bulletin. Let's get on the inside. We've got three sections that we will be looking at in this lesson. This morning I want to focus on Jesus is my rescuer. Jesus is my rescuer. And we're going to look at the scriptures that are there. You don't have to turn in your Bible if you don't choose to, but because we pulled the scriptures right there. But in this particular area, we are looking at the example of Jesus saving that lost sheep and also Jesus rescuing Peter when he was out there on that water. Now, if you remember that example of Peter on that water, he saw Jesus. And he asked Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus gave him instructions to do what? Come. And Peter defied the laws of gravity because he walked on water. No matter what was going on out there, he walked on water. And as he began to pay attention to the things that were around him, he took his eyes or his mind off of Jesus and he began to sink. And in response to him sinking, he asked the Lord to save him, cried out to Jesus to save him. And when Jesus came and reached down and did just that for him, he asked him, why did you doubt? In other words, why did you take your mind off of me? Why did you take your eyes off of me? And from that particular passage, these scriptures help us to better understand the importance of knowing who it is that rescues us out of our mess. A lot of times we get into our mess because of poor decisions, poor choices. We had nothing to do with how we were born, but we learn a lot from the example of Adam and Eve and the poor choice and the decision that they made. Now, their choice and their decision affected everybody because according to the scriptures, by that one man, Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Death passed upon all men. Everybody comes into this world in the state or the condition of sin. And we need Jesus to rescue us out of that. You can't rescue yourself out of sin. Only one that can do that for you is Jesus. And he lays that plan down to do that. You say, well, I want to do it my way. Your way is going to lead you to destruction. Scripture doesn't say that there is a way that seems right. All of your thoughts may seem like they're right, but they're going to lead you to death. They're not going to lead you to life. That's why Jesus says, I'm come that you might have life. I'm here to restore what Adam lost for you. So that means you have to follow his plan. And he the one that told Nicodemus, that except or unless a man is born again of both water and spirit, he cannot see, nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. You never will be able to comprehend what it means to be up under the dominion of the king. Break that word kingdom down. It's the king's domain, the place where Jesus rules. Now, we already had one ruler as a result of us coming in sin. Satan ruled us. Scripture said the God of this world, everything that devil told us to do, we did it. We by nature are the children of disobedience. That's in us automatically. You don't have to teach children how to be disobedient. It's already in them. You don't have to teach children how to be disrespectful. It's already in them. You don't have to teach children how to lie. It's already in them. You are doing your best to mold them and direct them down the path that they should go. You're training them up that way. But you realize it's almost like Mission Impossible. Because even when you think you got a grasp on their minds, they show you you really don't. You do your best to make all kinds of sacrifices to help them to make good choices and decisions. And then they come up and do some weird stuff. And you say, where in the world did you pick that up from? You didn't get that from me. But they're trying to let you know I'm out of control. I want to do good. I want to do what's right. But the evil that's in me keep on pulling me. It keep on attracting me. So we need Jesus to rescue us. Right? That's the truth. Come on, let's look at these scriptures. Psalms chapter number 119 and 176.
I have gone astray like a lost sheep.
Now that's the truth. That let me know, in order for you, first of all, to get yourself right, you need to realize that you have messed up. You're the one that's the cause of your problem. We want to blame everybody else for the poor choices and the decisions that we make. And we don't want to take personal accountability. That's the truth. Never I talk to people, I always say, now, what did you do? You know, we always want to say, this is going on because of this person and that person and this person and that person. But what did you do? Something you did to contribute to the mess. Right? Come on, that's true. You got to take personal accountability for this stuff. What did I do to contribute to the mess that I'm in? I am born in sin. Did I ask to be born in sin? No, I didn't ask for it. But Jesus made a way for me to get out of it. Come on, that's true. He made a way for you to get out of it. And from your youth, you have been taught. You gotta go to church. You gotta learn about Jesus. You thank the Lord for those messages. All of those little songs that people taught you. Jesus loves me. This I know. How to quote the Bible and all these other kind of things. They were trying to lead you down the path that was right. And then as you got a little bit older, someone explained unto you Jesus' plan to save you. Yes, they did. They said, because of Adam's mistake, because of Adam's transgression, you're born in sin, and Jesus has given you a plan to get out of it. You got to be born of both water and spirit. That door to eternal life is locked. And there are two keys that unlock that door, water and spirit. That's truth. Come on. You need water and spirit to unlock that door. Then you have Jesus explain that. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. All the way down to the end of the age. And when Peter got up and preached that first sermon in the church, he explained to them what they did. Say, you rejected that Holy One. You rejected him. He came to offer you life. And you rejected that Holy One. You chose a murderer and a thief. Come on, that's true. When Pilate says, what do you want me to do with these? He laid before them Jesus, who only fed them and healed them and gave them life. And he also laid before them Barabbas, who was a known murderer and a thief. And he said, which of the two would you have me to release? Come on, Deuteronomy had already prepared them. He said, I'm going to set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. Huh? Jesus was right before them. They had the choice. They cried out, crucify Jesus. Pilate said, he tried to reason with them. What harm has he done? Don't you realize what Barabbas did to you? They cried out the more, crucify him. In other words, they rejected Jesus, right? Peter brought that back to their attention. Said, you had the choice. And you rejected Jesus. Come on. But Jesus' mercy and his grace is constantly extending that arm toward you. that arm towards you telling you to do what? Come. Huh? Come to who? Come to me. Huh? Come on, come to me. Life has already proven to you that you can't fix your mess by yourself. Huh? You can't fix your mess by yourself. I don't care how much counseling. I don't care how much medication. I don't care how many books. I don't care how much money you get in your bank. It does not solve the problem of your mind. It does not deliver your mind from the captivity of sin and death. Paul said, who shall deliver me from this, right? Oh, wretched man that I am. Personal accountability. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me? Not what, but who. Right? In other words, deliverance is a person. Huh? Deliverance is an individual. Who is Paul talking about? He said, I thank God through Jesus. He gives me the victory. Right? Jesus gives us the victory, saints. Jesus is the only one that gives us victorious, a victory over this life. But I have to acknowledge that thing. I got to say, I'm messed up. I'm lost. Without Jesus, I'm lost. Without Jesus, I have no peace. Without Jesus, I have no joy. Huh? Without Jesus, I don't know love. Huh? You ought to get sick of folk promising something that they can't deliver. Huh? You're going out there jumping from relationship to relationship. Them folk are lying to you. They're lying to you. Saying, can't nobody love you like me? You saying one thing right. But the problem is you're not the one. You're not the one that can love. You're not the one that can do for me like no one else can do for me. That authority, that right, that power, that privilege belongs to Jesus and Jesus alone. He said, greater love have no man. Huh? Nobody's going to be able to love you greater than Jesus. Not your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Nobody's going to be able to love you greater than Jesus. Stop trying to prove Jesus wrong. He's not wrong. He know what he's talking about. Say, I'm come to bring you truth. I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the lie. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to give you truth. Huh? Come on, that's true, saints. But you've got to acknowledge that thing first. You got to say, like the songwriter says, I'm lost. Right? Come on. I have gone astray. In other words, I went off the path. I came out of my mother's womb, following behind Adam. Adam was teaching me lessons all while I was being shaped and molded in my mother's womb. What was he teaching me? He was teaching me how to lie. Huh? The wicked come forth out of their mother's wombs, speaking lies, right? Soon as they be born, they're speaking lies. Come on, saints, that's true. Nobody teaches a child how to lie. If someone is teaching them how to lie, it's one sinner trying to educate another sinner. But if someone's trying to teach them right, they try to beat that lie out of them. Every time they lie, they say, you shouldn't say that. Don't you do that. Either pop them across the mouth, pop them across the backside, say, no, 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 no. You don't do that. You don't say that. The child get an attitude, huh? Get upset. But all you're trying to do is prevent them from following down that path of the liar. Why? Because you know that path leads to death. Huh? That path leads to death. Doing it your way. Huh? Yeah, come on, doing it your way. All of us are like sheep that are gone astray. Huh? We gotten off the path. Doing it our way. Huh? Come on, that's truth. I think I was talking to brother on the other day. I said, I can remember when things got off track. Because it used to be a time where the Holiness Church was known for a group of people that would cry out to Jesus. Huh? Prayer was you getting on your knees, crying out to Jesus. Prayer wasn't a whole bunch of quoting this and saying that. Prayer was you getting on your face and calling Jesus. People around you that had done the same thing were encouraging you. Open up your mouth and call Jesus. Call him by his name. Huh? Every now and then your tongue get all jabbled up and you say, ah, da, 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 da. They say, no, no, no. You need to open up your mouth and say his name. His name is Jesus. How long am I going to call him? You got to call him until. Come on. When you come into holiness, your mind should be focused on the until. You got to stop watching the clock and focus on the until. Everybody should have the mind on one accord to lift up the name of Jesus until he rained down from heaven upon us, right? He breaks up the hardness of our heart. Helps us to see our wicked and evil ways. Help us not to get sidetracked by the foolishness that is going on in the earth. Help us to see ourselves and stop pointing the finger at everyone else. Come on. That's the true message of holiness. Holiness makes you look at yourself. Holiness doesn't make you look at anybody else. But holiness says, where am I coming up short? I know we might have got into a little tussle. We might have got into a little disagreement or a little argument or a little debate. But holiness brings you back. Holiness brings your mind back and say, Lord, help me. Show me the errors of my ways. Where did I allow myself to get off track? Get off track how? To where I'm overcome with arguing, overcome with debating, overcome with being a critic, and I'm not seeing myself. David said the Lord desires truth from the inward part. Lord Jesus, help me to see myself. And when you look at yourself, you'll say, I abhor my flesh. I'm disgusted with Stephen. Come on. You talk about you. I am disgusted with Stephen. Why? Because Stephen keeps going off track. Stephen keeps paying attention to stuff that has nothing to do with my soul, right? Stuff has nothing to do with your soul. You be all worked up. Attitude. This stuff ain't got nothing to do with your soul. Stuff ain't got nothing to do with you getting your soul saved. Folk get do you wrong. I just don't want to talk to such and such. Because they don't treat me. Well, it ain't got nothing to do with your soul. At the end of the day, you need to be soul focused. You need to get your mind back on track and be soul focused. You're looking for people to do something that they can't do. You're looking for people to be faithful. You're looking for people to be peaceful. And they cannot do it. They're struggling with their inward man. Just like you're struggling with yours. But you need to realize you're the one off track. I'm the one that have gone astray. Come on, give me that songwriter. I am the one that have gone astray. I am the lost sheep. Come on, the Lord have sought me out. He said he come to seek and to save that which was lost. You are not here by mistake. The Lord sought you out. He heard your cry. When did nobody else see you crying? When did nobody else see you were stuck in the question mark? When did nobody else understand the worry that was in your mind? You kept saying something just is not right. Something is off. Something ain't adding up. The Lord said, I hear you. I see you. And I'm going to bring you to truth. Now when the Lord show you the light, all you got to say is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me the light. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me out of that mess, that muck and that mire, where it was sink. I was sinking. I was suffocating. I was drowning, right? But the Lord did what he rescued you. But he can't rescue you if you don't see you got a problem. Everything that tries to take your mind off of Jesus, you need to bring that thing to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm lost. Come on. Even while the message is going forth this morning, something may be trying to distract your mind. Take your mind off of Jesus. And you need to pinpoint that thing. What is it that's trying to keep me from hearing about Jesus? What is it that's trying to prevent me from getting life? I'm the one that cried. I'm the one that asked the Lord for help. And he given me a word to do just that. But you've got to see, I have a problem. I am the one that's in the situation that I'm in because of the poor choices and the decisions that I have made, right? Who's going to deliver me? Who is going to deliver me? Peter kept on preaching that message. Said, you crucified both Lord and Christ. The brother said that the men, when they heard it, they were pricked in their heart. Huh? See, this message touches you. It gets down to the core of who you are. If you sit there and listen, it'll cut you. It'll cut you down on the inside. It'll help you see, Lord, don't deserve the Lord. I can't give the Lord no hallelujah right now. I can't give the Lord no thank you, Jesus, right now. Because I'm in a mess. And I need the Lord to deliver me. Huh? Come on. Then you hear a message. Jesus' name is salvation. Jesus' name is deliverance. Huh? You want anything out of heaven? You got to ask in his name. Huh? Come on. You got to ask in his name. In other words, you got to keep on invoking that name of Jesus until it cures you, until it fixes you, until it gets your mind straight. Huh? You say, I said Jesus one time, but I still got problems in my mind. You need to get back at that name again. Come on, get back at it again and say his name again. Say it, Jesus. Ain't nothing happened to me yet. Get back at it again. Get back at it again and put some fire. Put some fervency behind it. Put some passion behind it. Put a desire behind that name. Say, Jesus. 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 And after a while, you're going to realize your inner man is going to be running. Your inner man is going to develop a pace. Your inner man is going to develop a run. Your inner man is going to have a zeal. Your inner man is going to have an appetite. Huh? You're going to realize I'm hungry for Jesus. I'm thirsty for Jesus. Huh? And you may get sidetracked. You may get sidetracked and say, Jesus, I'm hungry. Somebody's going to come behind you and just say, no. You ain't got to tell them what you want. Just keep that all up in your mind. But what am I going to let come out of my mouth? Only thing you need to let come out your mouth is the saving name. Huh? Come on, Jesus is the saving name. Come on, Jesus is the saving name. You want to be rescued? You got to get Jesus all in your mind. You got to get Jesus all around you. And you got to let Jesus come out of your mouth. You got to let Jesus come out of your mouth in such a way that you don't give room to nothing else. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Meaning you don't want room for nothing else. You're letting the Lord know, Jesus, I really want to be rescued. I really want to be delivered. I really want you to find me. I really want you to search me and find me, Jesus. That's true. Therefore, you just keep on calling him. You envision yourself. You envision yourself as being way down in the valley. Way down in the valley. On a ledge. Huh? You're on a ledge. And you realize, man, if I fall off, I'm going to die. Huh? And I can't help myself. Because I ain't got the strength to crawl up this ledge. Huh? But if I keep on looking, way up. Huh? I can't crawl up because it's too far up. And I don't want to go down. Because if I go down, I'm going to die. But if I got to look way up, and I got to look beyond how I'm feeling and my current situation and see there's nobody up there but Jesus. Huh? Ain't nobody way up there but Jesus. And if I call him, he'll come down to me. He'll come down to me and he won't leave me on that ledge, but he will rescue me. Huh? He'll pull me on up. Huh? But you got to call him. Huh? You can't play around with the name. You got to call him. Huh? You got to cry out to the Jesus. Huh? Come on. You got to cry out to the Lord with everything inside of you. Cry out to him with everything inside of you. And you can't stop calling him until he come down and reach you. I mean reach you. And you don't want to stop calling him until you're filled with him. One thing is true. You call his name enough, you begin to feel him. Huh? Come on, I ain't telling you something that ain't nobody, that somebody told me. I'm telling you what I experienced. Just like you down there crying out to Jesus for the Holy Ghost, I was down there too, calling on Jesus for myself. And I thank the Lord. Lord didn't put me someplace where the people got tired of telling me to call Jesus. But they labored with me, encouraging me, calling. Cry out to him. Cry out to him with your whole heart. Cry out to him with all of your mind. Every now and then my eyes will get itchy and I start reaching. They say, forget about yourself. Don't worry about your eyes. Don't worry about your arms. Arms get heavy. Say, I can't hold them no more. Don't worry about your arms. They lift your arm up. And you start to cry. You're crying because your body's in agony. Your body is sick and tired. I'm waiting. But you realize, I ain't got nobody else to cry out to. If I give up on Jesus, I'm going to die. Huh? Come on. If I give up on Jesus, I'm going to die. And I guarantee, when you feel like you're just about to fall off, you just fall back and lean on Jesus. Just lean on Jesus. Say, Jesus, here I am. I can't do it no more. Huh? But you're holding on to the name. Is that so? You just rest. You say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Huh? Is it though you just rest in that name? Then all of a sudden, something just grabbed hold of you. Something just grabbed hold of you. And the thing that felt heavy, the thing that felt overwhelming, the Lord actually lifts that burden. Huh? He lifts that whole burden. All of a sudden, He loosed your tongue. Huh? Come on. Will your hands go hard to hold up? They just start going up. Huh? Start going up. It's as though you hear the music all around you. Huh? And you realize ain't nobody singing. What in the world is going on? Down on the inside of me. Something done happened. Huh? Something done happened on the inside of me, right? Done turn that sorrow in the joy. Turn that sadness in the happiness. Huh? Turn that desperation. Oh yeah. When you're down there calling on Jesus, you gotta be desperate. And you gotta stay desperate until Jesus turns that desperation, huh, into confidence. Huh? What are you confident about? All things work together. Huh? Jesus is gonna work this thing out for me, right? He gonna work this thing out for me. I don't know how He gonna do it. I don't know when He gonna do it. All I know is I'm gonna get right behind Him. I'm gonna get right behind Him, and I ain't gonna let Him go. Why? Because He's my leader. Huh? He's my Savior. He's my deliverer, right? He's the lover of my soul. Huh? He's my joy. He's my peace. Huh? He's everything, right? So you can't stop calling Jesus till you have that confidence. That's true salvation. That's true deliverance. Huh? You need to know the Lord has rescued you. Huh? You get up off your knee and you still itching, you need to get on back down there. Say, nah, I ain't got it. I ain't got it like I need it. I need the Lord to take the itching out of me. Huh? I need the Lord to remove every doubt. Huh? Every worry. I need Jesus to remove it all, right? That's why we tell you, when you lose a loved one, huh? When you lose a loved one and you going through, I tell you, get on your knees. Get on your knees and cry out to the Lord. Huh? Oh, but my family said I need counseling. Let the Lord be your counselor. Huh? He's a mind regulator. Y'all understand that? It don't get no greater than Jesus. Can no doctor's medicine help your mind? Jesus is a mind regulator. He's the only one that can correct when sin has gotten things off. Jesus is the only one that can line that stuff back up. Huh? And then all of a sudden you're going to know it. And where things would have made you sad and down, you'll be looking saying, I thank you, Jesus. Come on, I thank you, Jesus. I praise and I magnify you, Jesus. Won't nobody have to coach you? It'll be in your soul, right? It'll be in your soul. That inner man will rejoice. Huh? Oh, yeah, that inner man will rejoice. That inner man will be glad. Huh? Folk be wondering why you just sitting there rejoicing. There ain't no music going on, but my soul, my inner man is glad. Huh? And I don't need you to coach me. I don't need you to rub me, right? That name has soothed me. That's right. That name has done it all. I done put my trust in that. That name has become something I lean on. You see how I'm leaning on that podium? That name of Jesus has become something that I lean on. Come on, it's holding me up. If I ain't had a name, I would fall. But if I lean on that name is holding me up. It upbraideth me. It holds me up, right? It keeps me from falling, right? It's concerned about my presentation. The name is concerned about your presentation. If it was up to you, you'd just give Jesus anything. But the name say, hold up. Jesus is holy, right?
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Jesus.
The name brings your mind and lets you realize I can't bring Jesus all of this mess. I need him to fix this, right? I need to present my body a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, right? I can't be conformed to this world. My mind got to be changed. Come on, your mind got to be changed. You'll be itching trying to find how much of the world you can bring over into holiness. And you realize it don't mix. It don't mix. Jesus stands alone, right? He stands alone. He calls you up to the challenge. He tells you to be ye holy, right? Because I'm holy, right? Calls you up to the challenge. Come on, saints. Is that true? Peter told the folk to repent. Come on, didn't he tell me to repent? You got to stop all of that stuff. The wicked has got to forsake his ways. The unrighteous man got to forsake his thoughts. And he's got to come back to Jesus. He got to have a mind. I got to get to Jesus. No matter what, I got to get to Jesus, right?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm way out there.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm way, man. You don't know how messed up of a sinner I am. I'm way out there. Jesus can still rescue you. But you don't understand the mess I'm in. You don't understand the things I've been doing. Jesus can still rescue you. But you got to say, Lord, I want to be rescued. I'm sick and tired of my mess. Sick and tired of being around these folk that don't want to live, right? Sick and tired of hanging around folk that don't want to live. They just messy. Call it for what it is. They messy. Bunch of gossipers. Hypocrites. Messy folk. Ain't living up to it, right? Man, you want a word that'll help you to live up to it. Help you to live up to it. That's the truth. Isn't that the truth, saints? You need a word to help you live up to it. You need a power to help you to live up to it. And he's telling you how to do it. You got to repent. See, we run and jump down in that water, but we haven't repented. You got to get sick of sin first.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, come down. Yes, and you want to be a part of this? Say, yeah, I want to be a part of it. Come on, go get the pool ready. Nah. They don't even know who they are yet. You think they ready for it? After they done heard one word? You got to go through and explain this thing to them. You gotta help them to understand I got a condition. I feel good in this service, but once I get out, I still got to deal with me. I got a condition. And I need to know what I can do in my condition, right? After you see them running a little bit, you see them coming and running, and you see the light changing, you hear the speech changing, you see things change. See, repentance is all about a change. It's not about you crying. It's about you changing the course of your direction. And then once you do that, here's water. Here is the water, right? That's the truth. Here is the water. But you need to understand why you're going down in that water. You're coming into covenant. You're coming into an agreement. With God himself. How does God sign a thing? He signs it with blood. Come on. The preacher, the designated person, you have become the hyssop plant. What did the priest do with the hyssop plant? He dipped it down in that basin of blood. All I'm going to do is dip your body down in that water. It is your faith that turns that water into the It is your faith. Y'all understand that? It is your faith.
Hallelujah.
It's not mine, it's yours.
Jesus.
All I'm doing is applying the name to it. Yeah, that's true. All we're doing is applying the name. Take you down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. But it is your faith that allows you to come about that water walking in the newness.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Walking in the newness.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You realize I've been buried with him. I've taken on his death burning and his resurrection. I'm no longer my own. I have been bought with a price.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
If they don't understand that, they go down in that water.
Hallelujah.
No, as soon as they get outside the door, you got a light.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You got a light.
Hallelujah.
You run across my, hey,
Jesus.
Man.
Thank
I missed you in the club last night. I'll be there next week.
Thank
make
you.
Sure you order me. Order, you know what I like.
Jesus.
Put have it on the bar for me when I get there.
Thank you, Jesus.
They don't even know what they did. But when they come up walking in the newness of life, they'll run into these folks. Like, hey, man. And he said, you coming to the club? Nah, man. I done changed my life. I'm running for my life. This thing has become my life. I'm sold out to Jesus. Oh, man. I ain't got time for that foolishness.
It's all right.
That's all right. All I got to do is pray for you. But at the end of the day, I got to save myself. I got to save myself, right? Mother and father don't want to do it. Save yourself.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This message divides homes, saints. Y'all understand that? This message divides homes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to be willing to let this word separate you. Come on. Separate you from everything that is ungodly. Everything that is not like Jesus. Remove that stuff, Lord Jesus. Why? Because I want to be saved. I want my soul to be saved. Peter said, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That don't mean you won't get no Holy Ghost when you come up out that water. But you got to wait for it. You got to tarry. You got to wait for it. Until you be endued with power from where? The power ain't in my heart, my hand. The power ain't in my hand. The power is on a high. You got to realize the Lord is in my mind. He's standing at the door of my mind, knocking, wanting to come in, but it is up to me to open up the door, right? That's why we just tarry. We just stay there and wait with you. I see the frustration in your face. I see it. I see the agony. But then we just come right by and say, just keep on calling.
Right.
Keep on calling.
Thank
and
he said,
oh.
Jesus.
Say, oh, come on, pray for him. And then you get him up on the knees.
Help.
Sit him down and say, you all right? You seem like you're saying, you just know I'm just getting irritated.
Jesus.
Well, the saints will encourage you.
Yeah.
Don't get mad.
Right.
Don't get frustrated with Jesus.
Right.
He will come in.
Right.
But all he's doing is waiting on you.
Right.
You got to do some soul searching. What you mean from soul searching? I'm here. But what are you doing while you're at home? You got to realize Jesus sees you 24/7. He ain't just looking at you come through those doors. He's looking at you when you're all by yourself. He want to deliver you completely. That's the truth. He work with him and say, okay, so go home. Go home and search yourself. Find things that are not like Jesus. Let that stuff go. You listening to stuff that's not like Jesus. Turn that stuff off. Because why? All that stuff affects your mind. See, tarrying is all about this. It's mind work. Your mouth is saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But it's all in the mind. That's why when we down in town, we say, see Jesus in your mind. Think about Jesus. Forget about everything else and think about Jesus. And you'll know it. Your mind will get connected. And all of a sudden you say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You say, oh, what is that? So all of a sudden you just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You say, yeah, keep on calling him. Call him a little bit more. Love him right now. You're feeling nobody but Jesus. Love him. Let the Lord know how much you love him, right? Then all of a sudden it's a conversation. between you and Jesus. He takes that body and he loses that tongue, right?
Hallelujah.
That tongue don't hate the name. See, folk get so caught up speaking in all them tongues, but they don't ever hear that name. Something is wrong with your salvation. One thing about the soul don't hate the name. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, the soul doesn't hate the name. The soul loves the name. I don't care how many tongues you talk in. Every now and then you got to come back to that name. You got to say, Jesus, I love your name. That's the truth. I love your name. I love your name. Why? Because your name is my salvation, right? It's your name that rescued me. It's your name that pulled me up. Come on, are y'all hearing me? It's the name that did it for you. You were a lost sheep, wandering in the wilderness of life. But the name grabbed hold of you. Come on. I'm in holiness because of the name. The name hooked me. Yeah, that name hooked me. That name grabbed his hold of me. And it pulled me on in. That's right. Fell in love with the Almighty God because of his name. Is that the truth? Come on. Give me that scripture then, Psalm. I'm going to let y'all go. I'm just about done. It says, I have gone astray. I love Psalm. That writer, he didn't say we. Y'all don't see we. He made that thing personal. He said, I have gone astray. I'm like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. In other words, Lord, I belong to you. I don't belong to no devil. I belong to you, Jesus. You made me, right? You made me, Jesus. You made me. It is he that had made us, and not we ourselves. We are his sheep, right? Seek thy servant. Seek me, Jesus. I belong to you. Come on. For I do not forget thy what? Now you got to get that thing embedded in your mind. Jesus have given you word. He gave you word. He gave you word not to be considering. Not to, for you to just be thinking about. I guess I'm going to try. You ain't got time to try. You don't have time to try. You need to do it. Whatever he said do, you need to do what? Do it. You need to put that word into action. That is faith. Faith is the word in action. Right? I'm hearing and I'm hearing the word, but I'm putting the word into action. Right? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right? How shall they call on him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe without something like that? I don't want to get that thing wrong. Go over to Romans chapter number 10, verse number 13. Really quick. I'm done. Chapter number 10, verse number 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right? Same Lord is rich. All of them, there's no difference between the Jew or the Greek. 10 and 13, right? Somebody got it?
Whosoever shall call upon the Lord, the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes.
On him in whom they have not believed.
Huh? That's that faith word, right? How are you going to call on him in whom you have not believed? And how shall you believe on him whom you have not heard? And how shall you hear without the preacher? And how is he going to declare the word unless the Lord sent him, right? Jesus got to send you to do this.
Yes.
Jesus got to send you to do this.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the Lord called me.
Yes.
I preached the same passion when I didn't have nobody in here.
Yes.
You give me a corner, I'll preach with the same passion on that corner. Say, who's going to listen to you? No, whether they come up to me or not. Y'all got to understand, when the Lord called me to preach, I was preaching to the squirrels and the birds. Oh, yeah, I was preaching. I was walking down the street just talking about Jesus' word. The Lord put it in my mind that you're going to have to deliver the word when there's nobody there.
Right.
That's the truth. Same way you see services going, you got to realize there were times when none of you were in here. When we didn't have nobody. But the same power you felt today is the same power that was felt with one person in there. Why? Because Jesus is real. He don't depend on no numbers. I only want to see, are you willing to let me come on in, right? He come in and I miss. And he walk up and down inside of us. When we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. You need the Lord's word in order to develop your faith, saints. You can't develop faith on your own. You need the Lord's word. The Lord has to give you word. And when you hear that word, you got to believe in it. And you got to do it. Huh? Come on, is that true? How are they going to call on him in whom they have not done what? Right. You got to do the word, saints. And how are they going to hear? Some of y'all missed that word, believe. Yeah, that's it. That's the order of faith. That's the order of faith. You just go in reverse. The order of faith. How does faith develop? You go in reverse. The Lord's preacher delivers the word. And what must you do with that word? You got to hear it. Hear it means understand. It ain't talking about this. It's talking about you need to comprehend it, understand it. He that hath an ear, let him hear. It's not talking about this. It's talking about understanding what has been written. He that hath an ear, let him hear, right? In other words, come to an understanding. One writer told you, and all you're getting, get a what? Get an understanding. Lord's word is preached, you hear, and you do what? You believe it. You got to believe it. Your belief causes you to act. Huh? Right? Lord say, call on me and you shall be saved. Right. My belief causes me to act. Right. To do what he said, right? Right? Only thing I conclude when you don't do it is because you don't believe it. Right. And I can't make you believe. Right. Only thing I can do is give you the word. Faith is all on you. All them people the Lord heard, healed, what he said, it's according to what? Your faith. You the one that heard it. Right? You the one that acted on it. It's according to your faith. All right, we trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus.